and Cootie should be a fantastic gig happening the 30th of May at the Auckland Town Hall. Now, I'm super happy because I've got a special guest in the studio, Gareth Thomas. Good morning.
Hi, Millie. Nice to be here again.
Lovely to see you. When was the last time you were up at B?
Last time I was up at B? Oh, wow. It's probably about 10 years ago. Everything's changed.
Yeah. There's this whole new massive building next to us now. Must be quite different. So this is exciting. You've got a new single out.
Yeah. I'm just touring. I'm pleased to say I'm mid-tour at the moment.
You are mid-tour at the moment. Kicked off at Bethel's Beach in March, right? The start of April.
It was April sometime. Yeah. And now you just come back from the South Island, done some shows down there, and going to be playing the same date as that band before, the 30th of April at Whammy. Public bar.
Awesome. All right. Thursday. 30th of April, public bar. And it's a free gig, right?
Yeah, it's a free gig. It's celebrating getting back into it.
Nice. Does it feel good to be back up on stage and performing for people?
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. I've been doing house concerts, which is a magical way to perform. The big stages are great, but like playing to a small room of 50 people dancing and getting into it is just so fun.
Yeah, there's something, and it's a lot more intimate, right?
Yeah.
So when you're performing, celebrating, getting back into the swing of things, there's a lot from your back catalogue. Do you want to fill the listeners in a little bit in your musical journey, the bands you've been involved with? Because there's some heavy hitters on that list.
Yeah, I've been doing it a while now. I've been coming here for 3 decades, I just realised, up to BFM.
Crazy.
This is my third decade. Yeah.
30 years strong.
It started back in the day with Good Shirt. And I think I played Sophie, that song Sophie, up here for the first time. I was really nervous. And then people started ringing in saying, what was that song? And and then we decided, okay, let's make it a single.
Now people still ring in when we play Sophie. People love that track.
Yeah, I'll still play that one now. And
awesome.
Yeah, and I've released a whole lot of solo stuff. I worked with Phaser Days for nearly 10 years. And I was really, really happy and proud to what it's done. Both overseas and here in New Zealand last year, got a nice award, or two of them.
Yes, we were at the AMAs, and it was just so beautiful watching it go full circle, you know, coming from BFM and then all around the world and things like that. Yeah, that must be inspiring. So this is your third solo album, right?
Yeah, this is my third one.
That you're working on.
Yep.
Exciting. And you were saying off air, you've got quite a few tracks that are...
Yes.
Starting to form it all together.
Yeah, there's four or five. I'm going to try to push out 5 singles before the album in October.
Let's do it.
We'll see how many I can get out.
And we're chatting the first single today. Your new single is Let It. Tell us a little bit about this track. Like, what were you inspired by when you were writing this?
Well, this song is about the gaps in between coming up to BFM and having a day job and just getting a bit frustrated with it. Yeah. So the song's really about wanting to ditch your day job and go and play music again and get back in the flow.
I think that's anyone with a day job, especially the people who are driving into their day job right now. Let's have a listen to this track. You've got a music video out as well, which is super cool. It's like a kind of video game inspired landscape.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about making that.
Well, I am being a slightly older member of the BFM community. I grew up in the 80s and we had these little Nintendo game watches, these little LCD games. My brother had Donkey Kong.
So fun, right?
Yeah, and that was a huge part of my childhood, these little LCD games. And I wanted to learn how to be an animator, so I started animating in that sort of style of those games. I was little Nintendo games. It's quite simple animation, good place to start animating.
Yeah.
And made a music video. It's sort of an elaborate lyric video, really, of this song. So it's just the little Mario-type character trying to break free of his workplace.
Awesome. So you've got your gig at Public Bar on the 30th, and what else is in the works? Just getting those singles out into the world?
Yeah, yeah, just working out how to make videos these days. Like back in the day, we'd just get something on Juice or C4 or something. But now
C4.
It's a whole new world. Just working out how to do it with the social media and all that sort of thing, and how much money to spend on it.
Yeah, it must be a weird world having been in the music scene for so long and then seeing social media become such a big part of it, right? Mm. Yeah. It's a weird adaptation.
Yeah, we're all experimenting with it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Isn't that what life is? Just kind of experimenting with anything until you get it kind of right?
Yeah, and getting up and doing it again.
Yeah, totally. All right, well, we're looking forward to hearing all your singles come out and the album. It's
cool,
going to be
thanks.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Gareth Thomas, for coming up. We're going to listen to your new track, Let It. That was a Let It from Gareth Thomas. Plenty more where that came from. New singles on their way to us. If you want to chat Gareth a follow on Instagram, it's Gareth Thomas Tunes. And you can check out all the cool things that he's up to. Rightio, you're on 95BFM Breakfast. Final call if you want that double pass to Armageddon. going to be a good day. All we need is your name, your B-card number, and Armageddon. Through to 5395.